With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In a surprise vote, four House Republicans in swing districts teamed up with all Democrats to force a vote in the full House on a three-year extension of the Affordable Care Act subsidies, including taxpayer funding for abortions. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says efforts to thwart the traditional Hyde Amendment are on a fast track to nowhere.
The record shows that President Donald J. Trump is the most pro-life president of the modern era, and I think of all time. I mean, we are going to defend the sanctity of life, and the Hyde protections are sacrosanct here. And for in layman's terms, what it means is taxpayer funding will never be authorized to pay for abortion. Period. Stop. Full stop. End of sentence. And that's never going to change here.
Johnson adds that if efforts to fund abortion do pass the House, Senate Republicans promise the bill will be dead on arrival in the upper chamber. Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents shot and wounded two people in Portland on Thursday, saying its agents acted in self-defense when the driver of a vehicle they had pulled over tried to run them over. But Portland City Council President Elena Pertle-Guinney disagrees.
Just a day after the shooting in Minneapolis of Renee Good, there was a shooting involving two Portlanders in East Portland with federal agents.
Some changes are coming to Elon Musk's AI chatbot, Grok. It will now restrict the ability to generate and edit images to paying users only. The new policy follows global backlash over the creation of sexualized deepfakes, including images of women and some reportedly depicting children. That caused governments around the world to launch their own investigations. Starting today, Grok began limiting those features only to subscribers. This is SRN News. A lot of Christians don't understand salvation.
According to a poll from the Cultural Research Center, 53% of self-identified believers agree with the statement that, quote, a person who does enough good things for other people will earn a place in heaven. And that includes 40% of evangelical Protestants. The survey also reveals that 41% of self-identified Christians think that there are, quote, many paths to eternal salvation, and each individual can choose the one he prefers. Michael Harrington reporting.
Nations around the world are cracking down on social media platforms that allow children access to pornography and access to sexual predators. Polish lawmakers are working on national digital safety legislation that would beef up protections for minors and make it easier for authorities to remove objectionable content. In India, the government has now ordered X to take down all of what it calls unlawful content and take action against offending users. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with the midday Wall Street Business Report.
It was not as robust as expected. The latest employment report has been released today. The Labor Department says America's employers added 50,000 jobs last month. That compares to 56,000 positions added in November when the unemployment rate was 4.5%. The December jobless rate came in at 4.4%. President Trump is taking some steps that he hopes will reduce mortgage rates.
The president announced on social media that he's directing the federal government to buy $200 billion in mortgage bonds. He said the move would help reduce mortgage rates at a time when Americans are worried about home prices. Earlier in the week, the president said he wants to block institutional investors from buying houses. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It was a higher open this morning for Wall Street. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.